Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50, he's in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! It's a one-play drive!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And we welcome you to this Football Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nice show for you in store today. We pay a visit, or he pays a visit to us, however you want to look at it, to a former Browns player, former Browns assistant coach, former Pittsburgh Steelers assistant coach, and currently one of the mainstays of the CBS Sunday studio show, pregame show, and that is Bill Cowher. Yep, he joins us. Lots to talk about with Bill around things going on around the National Football League, some reflections of his time with Cleveland. I think you'll enjoy hearing that. Jabal Sheard, rookie defensive end for the Browns, checks in with us on this bye week edition of Cleveland Browns Daily. We hear about the rookie's impact, which has been a pretty good one, and what he's learned along the way. We'll get into a lot of that with him. And then we have a special. We're going to do two parts of this week. Steve King, our resident historian, breaking down some interesting historical elements of the Browns. And each week he joins us to preview, to talk about the series history of an upcoming opponent. Well, obviously no upcoming opponent in the bye week. So instead, Steve is going to break down some things that are a little off the beaten trail. But one is the Browns' history, tremendous lineage of kickers in the Browns' history, going back, of course, to the first one, to Lou the Toe Groza. But you'll enjoy this. Matt Barr, other interesting tidbits and insights that only Steve can provide. So he's aboard with us for that. All right. I know you'll enjoy that. And we take your questions on our Browns official Facebook page, such as this one with Mark asking this general wide open question from Mark. I should say, what is the main problem with this team right now? Okay. The main problem with a team that's 2-2, I don't know that there's a single area that I would point to for the Browns, say not being 4-0 or 3-1, but I would tell you that in terms of what has been lacking, I would go in this order. Explosive plays on offense. I think that's pretty obvious to everyone, including the coaches and the players, trying to find more ways. Colt McCoy would say as much in terms of what this team needs to address, needs to work on, needs to find a way to improve. And then I would say from a defensive standpoint, just consistency in getting a pass rush. I mean, I felt that was something you could say was consistent through the better part of three games, and we didn't see enough of it, obviously, against the Titans, and Matt Hasselbeck made them pay in a big way, as only a veteran quarterback, an accomplished veteran, could. Probably a quarterback who, and I take nothing away from him, he's having a sensational revival. But you can make a guy at that stage of his career, 13th season, look a lot younger and a lot better when you don't get pressure. So that's something, or consistent pressure, I think that's something that I would put as the primary aspects of why this team, as I say, hasn't won more than two games. And Joseph, along those same lines, asks via Facebook, how do the Browns get the offense to be more productive? And I would say, number one, get more impact from the receiving group in terms of explosive plays, back to that term again, and finding those who are going to get you separation, who are going to separation from coverage and after run after catch, big plays in that regard. And I think it keeps coming back to Greg Little being a focal point there. It comes back to Josh Cribbs and a lot of that he can do in building up steam. And bubble screens are what we know him to be doing the most of in the first four games of the season. But I think he can also be maybe a little bit more of a perimeter guy. And we'll explore that as we go through this week as well, and check in with other analysts. Bernie Kosar will join us at the end of the week, and we'll get into some of those more details as to sort of a housekeeping of where, you know, where things are with the Browns in as this bye week comes upon us. You can check out more of my takes, my columns, at clevelandbrowns.com. You can also read the work of Matt Florjancic there. You can see some of our great video pieces, and we have a doozy up there now because it talks about the Browns in the community. Both Matt and our own Kristen Ribelli got together to do a tremendous job of giving people a sense of what the Browns, Play 60 event that was held at the stadium, and a real touching event over at the Cleveland Clinic, the main campus, where the Browns' wives and significant others, Jen Shermer, wife of Pat Shermer, was part of that as well, that event, and just making some of those, bringing a little brightness into the lives of those patients. Very special stuff. So you're going to want to check that video out on our website. All right. We also have, and by the way, just something we should mention. You think it's bye week, nothing going on with the Browns and football, but the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the Browns are partnering to host Cleveland Browns Bye Week Bash at the Pro Football Hall of Fame Sunday. Okay. This Sunday, October 9th. And as part of the bye week bash, the hall is offering a special $10 adult admission rate to fans dressed in Cleveland Browns attire. How about that? Head down to Canton, check that out, give them some support, some love down there. Okay, in a couple of minutes, we will get you going with a conversation with former Steelers head coach and current CBS studio analyst Bill Cowher. Stick around for more on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Liberty has hundreds of vehicles in stock to choose from, like the 2012 Explorer Limited I'm driving right now. Great design, third row seating, navigation, plus all the technology you need right at your fingertips. With guaranteed financing and award-winning customer service, you just can't beat the Liberty Ford experience. Stop by Liberty Ford today to see for yourself or visit libertyford.com.
Universal Windows Direct is back with our crazy $99 window sale.
Bill, I can't believe we're doing this. For every window you buy, you get the second one for $99.
Mike, that's almost like giving the windows away, man.
Dude, I hear you, but it's fall, home improvement time, and we don't want people to trust their windows to just any company.
I agree. We haven't even mentioned 36 months interest-free financing.
So call us right now at 216-518-8900, and we'll give you an extra 15% off.
You're killing me, Mike.
Call Universal Windows Direct. And tomorrow you'll be saying,
I love my windows.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll up our sleeves, working together to achieve your future goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
If you're a football fan, chances are it's been a lifelong passion. Did you know that over those same years, your oral care needs have also changed? From the ages of 30 to 50, science shows that plaque formation increases 337%, dry mouth increases 304%, and gingivitis increases 22,000%. So how do you fight oral aging with the grit and determination of a sports fan? Turn to Age Essential Mouthwash. It's so strong, it's been scientifically proven to kill germs for up to 16 hours, help prevent the effects of oral aging. Fight back and stay strong with Oasis Age Essential Mouthwash, available at your local Discount Drug Mart in the oral care section.
Good news, the Knapp Auto Parts in Parma is continuing their customer appreciation $7.99 oil change kit special now through October 8th. That's right, Knapp Auto Parts at 7800 Broadview Road in Parma is selling 5 quarts of Napa oil and a Napa Pro Select oil filter for just $7.99. Offer is only good at Broadview Parma location. Limit one kit per customer per day. See associate for official details.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
ESPN Cleveland traffic.
271 southbound slow Cedar Brainerd to Rockside. Then you're going to find 77 southbound backing 490 to 480. Interbelt southbound slow Dead Man's Curve to 77. The inbound East Shoreway back into Dead Man's Curve. Upbound East Shoreway slow at the curves of Bretnell. 71 southbound backing up between 480 and Bagley. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Fort and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now, EA Sports. It's in the game.
We are pleased to welcome to the show right now CBS studio analyst, former Steelers coach, former Cleveland Brown, Bill Cowher. Bill, how you doing?
Doing great, Vic. Great to be with you.
Great to have you. And so let's take a look after 4 weeks of games in the National Football League of some of the things that are standing out right now. No surprise, obviously, that the Green Bay Packers are 4-0. But as you take a look at Aaron Rodgers, Bill, what are you seeing in terms of the level that he's playing? Have we got the new guy now who is supplanted? And I know he's not playing, but the Peyton Mannings, the Tom Brady's, has he moved himself that far ahead of the class?
I think he has. To be honest with you, Vic, I think he's the the best player in football right now. Way he has managed his games. I think the thing that I see that sets him away from, we've talked about, like you said, the Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Philip Rivers, is his mobility. I mean, he's able to move better than those guys. He's got all the qualities that the pocket passer has. He's got the touch. He can make all the throws. But his accuracy, to me, is what separates him from almost anybody else. I mean, Tom Brady, Peyton, they're accurate, and they're pocket guys. This guy's accurate, and he's even accurate on the move. So, to me, he goes to another level.
And in that same division, that AFC North, you have the 4-0 Lions as well right there. Can we buy them? Are we believing that team is as good as its record indicates?
Well, they are 4-0, and it's come from behind, and I think that those are all positive. I still, if I'm sitting up there in Detroit, they've had to come from behind, often. And, you just wonder how much they are kind of like, on the edge right now. And listen, you can't take it away from them. Kansas City's 1-3, Minnesota's 0-4. They beat those teams, and that they beat Tampa to open the game and beat Dallas, last week at home. So, I mean, they've played three of their four games on the road, and they've won their 4-0. And that's a big plus for them. Now, Chicago coming in to them, and they got three: Chicago, San Francisco, Atlanta coming up. And can they handle success? And so I believe they're a good team. I buy into everything they have. Can Stafford stay healthy? I still think there's some questions out there. But at the same time, I said the best player in the league is Aaron Rodgers, but I think the best receiver in the league right now is Calvin Johnson. And so, they have a lot of things going well for them as well.
Yeah, Johnson has been amazing. You brought up the Cowboys and the Lions game against them, the comeback game. A lot of criticism directed toward Tony Romo and the struggles of that football team. Bill, how do you see them going about solving this, or is it just what it is with Romo? Is that what you get, a guy who's going to be inconsistent and have some struggles, or how much of it is due to the people around him?
Well, Vic, I put some of that on Jason Garrett, to be honest with you. I think when you get leads in this league, you as a head coach, when you get a lead, you got to be able to manage that. And you don't just play the same way as if I'm down by three, a tight game, you risk reward, yeah. But when you have a lead, and you have double-digit lead, to me, there's a method to closing out a game. And so, to have him back passing and to throw those balls that he threw, I put something on Jason Garrett. Certainly he's the one out there playing. He's the one that's going to make some of those decisions. And I know you have to trust your quarterback. But also when there's a history there, you have to also condition him. I don't care, Tony Romo's, he's still a grown, he's not a long-time veteran player. He's right. Still molding, still growing. And I think that's true of a lot of players. And you as a coach need to mold that. So you take away a little bit of the reins. You pull it back in when you have a lead. You hand the ball off to Felix Jones, and you use the clock. And then punting is not a bad thing when you have a lead. And I saw that happen there. I saw it happen almost in Baltimore on Monday night. The same thing. They get the big lead. They're still letting Flacco back there throwing, not having a great night. And boom, a couple of pick six, and the Jets are right back in it. Now, they closed it out because all of a sudden they start giving the ball to Ray Rice. So I think the coach has to be also be held accountable for some of the things that take place when you lose leads like that.
Bill Cowher, our guest on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bill, to the team that you once coached and to a team that a lot of people have paid attention to, obviously because of the fact that they're struggling and they're having some issues now, some injuries creeping into the picture. Ben Roethlisberger beat up, and James Harrison having the eye injury that he suffered against Houston. What do you make of where the Steelers are right now?
Well, there's some glaring concerns. I mean, there's no question about it. I don't think there's any going to be any sense of panic, and there's no, you know, no one's pushing a panic button. But I tell you what, there are some signs that are creeping in there that, you know, need to get fixed. You know, and certainly the one thing you can only do is you got to deal with what you're dealing with that offensive line. And, you know, I think that is a concern. I mean, number one is just the health. Now, they're going to get a couple guys back. You know, Ben evidently is going to try to play this week, but, you know, we'll see how effective he is. And losing James Harrison, that'll be big. Because even his backup is Worlds is also hurt. So, you know, but injuries are a part of the game. There's still a lot of really good football players on that team. But they got to get back to, you know, playing solid defense. They got to get back to being able to run the ball, and at least attempt to run the ball, and, you know, and not turn the football over. That's the thing I see with them, is just the turnovers have just been dreadful. And every time you turn on, they didn't turn it over the other day, but it's just – they just couldn't close it out. And, you know, that defense has got to be able to get the ball back at times. So, you know, they're not doing the things they need to do in the two losses that, you know, that have been characteristic of them. It's still early. But I'll tell you, I think this game against coming up right now against Tennessee is a very, very important game, not just for the standpoint of staying within a game of Baltimore, but more from the psyche of the Pittsburgh Steelers, because right now it's a real fragile.
Yeah, and I saw that Tennessee team up close, of course, against the Browns. They put a hurting on Cleveland this past Sunday, and they look legit, Coach. They really do.
Well, you know what? And I think one of the great, you know, Dick, I think one of the best acquisitions made, I think there were two of the best offseason acquisitions, in my opinion, have been Hasselbeck to Tennessee and Darren Sproles to New Orleans. And I just think those two guys, you know, I've never been, you know, I think you don't see free agents making great impacts. I mean, I think that you'll see more that don't than that do. But I think those two players have had tremendous impact very early in the season with those two teams. Matt Hasselbeck has given up some stability at quarterback they have not had in a while.
Bill, looking at the rest of the AFC North, the Baltimore Ravens, I'm trying to figure that team out, because you see the hurt that they put on the Jets on Sunday night, and then you think back to what Tennessee did to them. Now, again, I just said Tennessee's legit, so perhaps the game they had against the Ravens is true to form. But the Ravens looked more like the Ravens against the Jets in that game, number one. And number two, how much stock do we put on this Raven team just improving and being as dominant as they look?
You know, Vic, I think that's a great question, because, you know, I think when you look at Baltimore and you look at the fact they got a couple of young tight ends, you know, receiver-wise, you know, you still have Bolden, and the young kid came up from Maryland starting to give him a defer. They still have not had Lee Evans on the field, and they get him back, they'll get another legitimate threat. You know, and Ray Rice, I think, is just like one of the best runners in the league. I think the defense is very solid. Haladi Notem, they might be the best defensive, you know, player right now in the league, the way he's playing, in my opinion. And Ed Reed, if he can stay healthy. You know, they, you know, a little bit like Pittsburgh, when you have teams that are a little bit aged with great players, you just get concerned through the course of a 16-game season, 17-week season, that, you know, that those guys can still be there and be playing good football in December. So you have to kind of manage that. And I think that John will be able to do that. But I think it's a good team. I still think, you know, offensively, you know, I think Joe Flacco is inconsistent, to be honest with you. I don't think he's as consistent as he's going to need to be to win a championship. But I think that they're very dominant in some areas. And I think they're clearly the team to beat, you know, in the AFC North right now. I like Cincinnati. I think he's bringing along Andy Dalton. He's been impressive, honestly. He's had his ups and downs that every rookie's going to have, but I think he's been good. And I think your team up there in Cleveland. I really, outside of the disappointing performance against Tennessee, but, you know, I think the Cleveland Browns, you know, still are very solid. Been impressed with their defense, what Dick Tron has done in terms of trying to get pressure on the quarterback. And, you know, I think that, you know, I think Colt McCoy is again, you know, he's still a young player that's kind of going to be up and down, but I think he has shown the very much time being a solid leader.
Well, Pat Shurmur mentioned that McCoy kind of described him as almost a rookie still. A guy is a first-time, full-time starter. Obviously, he played a little bit last year, but the youth of McCoy and the other issue that seems to be there is getting more production, more explosiveness out of this passing game that he played it safe, but I think the Titans dictated a lot of that with, although he piled up 350 yards in throws, it was the quietest 350 I think I've ever seen because you only had 13 points to show for it. So that challenge of how to open things up, right? How to get receivers to stretch things out and make use of people like Greg Little, the rookie receiver. I think these are the challenges that the Browns are dealing with right now during this bye.
Well, I think they are, too. And I think the other thing, Vic, is, you know, let's face it. I mean, Pat kind of was handcuffed a little bit, like a lot of these first-year coaches. I mean, it's, you know, you don't have the offseason. You don't have the OTA. So you don't have the ability to take a rookie, like you said, quarterback, and you know, let spend the time you need with him and put him in there. So, I mean, you know, they're the ones that have to suffer. You say, well, what about, you know, Jim Harbaugh out in San Francisco. Well, you know, that was pretty much, that was, you know, Alex Smith has been there. I know it's all new for them, and they've won some games, you know, late, and good for them. But, you know, I still think for a lot of these first-year coaches, and Tennessee, you know, they, you know, again, you have the veteran quarterback, you know, who I think is, you know, I think Tennessee's there because of, you know, to be honest with you, I think it's all Matt Hasselbeck. I don't think you can give him enough credit for what he's and down there. And so, you know, I think a rookie coach and, like you said, a rookie quarterback, and then you take away no offseason, it's going to be a work in progress. But I do think that there's been flashes, there's been glimmers, and I like what they're doing, to be honest with you. I really do. And I think they're doing a lot of good things defensively. They're, you know, trying to establish some deep threats and getting Josh Cribbs more involved. Again, I think he's a dynamic player. And so it was, hard to see. Seems like he's a good back to compliment Peyton Hillis, so getting him back healthy will help too. So I like what they're doing because they seem to have a plan, and I think that's the thing to me that would be very encouraging if I'm up to Cleveland.
Bill, I would be remiss if I didn't talk to you just a little bit about your playing career in Cleveland. So many people obviously remember that.
You know, Cleveland is a special place. I'll never forget this, the old stadium, picking one underneath the, coming up through the dugout. And, you know, my first year was 1980, the cardiac kid. And I think Don Carcroft's in the process of writing a book about that. And, you know, it's a special place. I said when I came back here to Pittsburgh, you know, Cleveland and Pittsburgh are very similar towns. They're blue collar. They got passionate sports fans. And they appreciate hardworking, you know, football teams. And, you know, they really do. And so, you know, I was just blessed to be able to play there, to coach there. I was a part of, like I said, the cardiac kids. I was a part of the drive, the fumble with Marty. And so, you know, I just have so much respect. And, you know, two of my three kids were born in Cleveland. So, you know, I spent a lot of time in Pittsburgh, but boy, I tell you, some of the formative years that I have, some of the great memories I have, are from my days in Cleveland, and that stadium and the fans, and you know, Hanford Dixon getting the dog pond going, and having to coach Hanford and Minifield. I mean, you talk about getting the indoctrination into coaching. That was quite a crew to have to coach my first time coaching secondary school. So It was all good. They're all positive, and I have just so much respect for the city of Cleveland and their fans. And you know, part of me just think they deserve a winner because I think that place. I've seen what it's like when you win there, and it's special.
Oh, that's great stuff, Bill. We thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Oh, and my pleasure, Vic, and all the best to everybody up in Cleveland and to you as well, my friend.
Thank you. He is Bill Cowers, CBS NFL studio analyst, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Get the value you're looking for at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Lease the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion or Escape for $199 a month. Your choice, 2012 Fusion or Escape for only $199. With outstanding value, quality, and technology, it's no surprise Ford is the best-selling brand in America. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion, home.
Quaker Steak and Lube is now the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Lube wings are now available at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Whether you're watching the game live or stopping into your local Quaker Steak and Lube, be sure you're getting your Best Wings USA fix every game day. Watching the game at home, the lube has you covered. Call ahead or order online to pick up your lube wings at the pickup wingo window. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Your life is on your computer. Family photos, music collections, email. What if a hard drive crash or virus wiped out those files tomorrow? That's why you need Carbonite Online Backup today. Carbonite backs up your computer files automatically. They're kept safely off-site, and it's easy to get them back. Carbonite gives you unlimited backup for only $59 a year. Try it free at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use offer code LIFE and get 2 bonus months with purchase. That's Carbonite.com. Offer code LIFE.
It's time for buy one, get two free at KNG.
Right now, men's suits and dress shirts.
And women's suits are buy one, get two free.
So that's three men's suits for just $179.99 and three men's dress shirts for only $39.99.
Or three women's suits for just $159.99. Buy one, get two free ends October 10th.
KNG, fashion superstore, KNG.
Restrictions apply. Contact store for details.
Have a passion for health and fitness? Rather be in the gym than in office? Change lives by sharing that passion. Stoutzenberger College is introducing a new program this fall designed just for you. Personal fitness training. Make your dreams come true. Fall enrollment ends October 14th. Call Stoutzenberger College at 440-838-1999 or visit learnwhatyoulove.com. See what everybody's talking about. For information about the college graduation rates, median debt, and more, visit learnwhatyoulove.com. Financial aid is available to those who qualify and eligible veterans to utilize their Montgomery DI bill.
It's Munch for Joby's, and before 3 a.m. each and every morning, I'm grabbing my two golden capsules of Joby's. Simple, but what a difference they make. Sometimes it's hard to find the words to explain how Joby's make me feel, but it's simple. They make me feel good. Joby's are for positive people that want to make a difference in their own life. Check it out, man. It's good to have more energy. It's good to sleep better. It's good to want to feel better. What's wrong with that? Call Joe right now. Do yourself a favor. 877-300-5632. You can feel better. 877-300-5632. Joby's!
Buffalo Wild Wings is the only place to watch the game when you're not at the game. Just one more reason why Buffalo Wild Wings is the home of tailgating.
Call Third Federal today for the lowest mortgage rate. Guaranteed. Equal housing lender.
Tune into High School Hysteria every Friday night. Brought to you by Cleveland Clinic Sports Health.
Your home for Lake Erie Monsters hockey is ESPN 850 WKNR and 1540 KNR2 Cleveland.
And we thank you for spending this portion of your day with us on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Folks, this year, don't fumble your home improvement projects with another company. Hand it off to the winning team at Universal Windows Direct. Since 2002, Universal has been Cleveland's number one pick for quality vinyl replacement windows. And this month, you'll score with their $99 window sale. For every window you buy, you get the second window for just $99. Plus, go long with 0% financing for up to 36 months, and you may still be eligible for the 2011 Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900 with Universal Windows Direct. You'll be saying, I love my windows. This segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Here now with Browns rookie defensive end Jabal Sheard. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. So in terms of the bye, and this is a new thing for you, obviously, as a rookie player, to be experiencing this 4 weeks into a season, and then it just all comes to a stop. What's that like?
I mean, it's not too bad. I mean, talking to the veteran guys is something that you need. Take care of your body, get off your feet. And I mean, I'm still at work. I'm still gonna work on film. You know, I get my film study and just take care of my body.
Can you shut it down? I mean, mentally that way, or are you completely still in that football mode?
No, I don't think I can shut it down. I'm still thinking about football. Like I said, I'll be studying film and getting ready for Oakland. I mean, we coming off a loss, so it's kind of still in there.
Speaking of that, what is the emotion like when you have to deal with something as bad as that? Well, not that you guys had experienced losing in that first game, but nothing like what we saw last week. How hard was that, especially with the defense struggling as much as it did?
You learn from me. You know, it hurts, and you remember that feeling throughout the season. I mean, we have a game on the line. You keep it in there, and you know you don't want that feeling again. And you just learn from it. You go there and every day. You think about that loss, and you get better.
And your sense of, like, what everyone's mindset has been, at least, and again, it's all new to you from an NFL standpoint. You've been through this at the collegiate level, high school level, but on the pros, it's the job, and it's also that focus of, okay, put it away and go on to the next thing next week. What kind of advice have you been getting along those lines from your veteran teammates?
I mean, basically, after the game, coach just summed it up. I mean, it's nothing you could do to change that loss. You know, you could say, we could have had it, we should have had it. But, I mean, it's nothing you could do to change it. I mean, you just get better next week. I mean, at least it's not conference. And, I mean, that's something I took out of college. I mean, when you play conference game, those are the ones that really count.
Right.
And, I mean, you get them out the way now. And when you get in conference, you know, that's when you want to play your hardest and give it your all. And when you lose there, you know, that's where it really hurts even more.
Jabal, as far as your being part of this defense, it for 3 weeks was really what was keeping this team either in games like that first one, winning a game like the Colts game, and really being the table setter for what took place against Miami. And then it all just seemed to vanish in that fourth game. But in your mind, what is the real defense? The one that we saw for the better part of 3 weeks, or Do you feel that what we saw last Sunday was just so far from what normally would be the case?
Yeah, last Sunday, I mean, it was just mistakes, you know. I mean, you try not to give a big play on defense, you know. I mean, those guys, they had some good players and they made big plays. I mean, our defense, I think, is a great defense. I mean, I know we got a great secondary, and I got a lot of veterans behind me at the linebacker, and great veterans on the defensive line. So, I mean, I think we're great. I think we're going to be even better the more we are practicing and play. I think we're physical. We're showing we can play. And, I mean, most of the guys are disciplined and believing in Coach Dick. And, I mean, and that's what it comes down to. When you believe in your coach and fit where he tell you to fit, I mean, you'll be great.
Matt Hasselbeck, 13-year veteran, 36-year-old quarterback, very smart and very savvy. Looked like, A, he got rid of the ball very quickly whenever he needed to, but for the most part, he was getting the kind of protection that the previous quarterbacks you faced weren't getting from against you guys.
That's part of the defensive line. We got to step up and make plays. I mean, we always trying to make plays. And, I mean, like you say, he was getting rid of the fast. He's a small quarterback. I mean, it wasn't too many plays where they actually had to pass. I mean, the two plays where they had to pass were – what kind of, you know, I mean, play action, it could have been a run, but it turned out to be a pass. And, I mean, those plays that we just got to make as a defensive line to get there and pressure the quarterback, I think we had one, maybe two hits on him. I mean, that's you know, I mean, that's tough going into a game. You got to hit the quarterback more than that and let him know you're there. So, I mean, that's something we got to improve on next week.
Browns rookie defensive end Jabal Sheard joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The start of your rookie season, you were, of course, put at a position that wasn't natural for you, right? In college, you were on the left side, left end, and you got to the NFL and ended up at right end. Mm-hmm. Start me there. What was the thinking behind putting you there initially as far as the coaches? I know as a player, you're going wherever they tell you to go. I know that. but what was said? Because obviously the Browns knew you had played that left side in college. So what was explained when you were put on the right side to begin with?
I mean, it wasn't really too much. I mean, I just knew talking to coach a little bit, I mean, it was a little less tight end on that side, so it'd be more one-on-one with the tackle. And, I mean, it was something I was like, well, I need to work at this anyway, and, I mean, I love to learn it. I mean, that's something I'm going to focus on a lot, actually, this offseason. But, I mean, I was going against a great tackle, Joe Thomas, and I felt like going against him every day would get me better.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it was difficult. I mean, at the same time, like, it was kind of, I'm learning something, but I'm going against the best, so it's kind of difficult.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like, I didn't have a natural feel for it, but, I mean, we got halfway through the season, and, I mean, we got through a game and switched it, and,
yeah.
I mean, it's working out fine.
Yeah, and I want to get to that point, but initially, so, for training purposes, it was great for you to have Joe as your opponent on a daily basis, and as you said, too, it's something that you wanted to sort of get comfortable with. What, you know, people will look at left and right and say, what's the big deal? You're still an end. But there are different principles, right, to coming from the right side as opposed to the left. Explain that.
I mean, I try and compare it to a handshake. You know, it's like shaking a person's hand with your left hand. It's just uncomfortable. It's not natural. It's weird. I mean, I've been there since I started playing football. I've been playing left hand. I mean, it's just not that feel, you know. It's just not the same as, like, I mean, being a right-handed person and trying to write with your left. It's just not the same.
When did you know? I knew, of course, through the course of camp, every day you were having your struggles because that was Joe Thomas you were facing. But when did you know that when you got into games, was it that you said, this can't really continue for me, at least, and I would hope or appreciate if you'd move me over when you talked with what Coach Duran about that idea of getting you back to your natural spot? At what point did that come up?
I mean, it really didn't come up. I mean, I guess Coach just got a feel for it. I mean, I wanted to take on the challenge, you know, so I just stuck with it. I mean, Coach already knew I probably would be a little bit better at the other end. But, I mean, he said, let's just keep working at it. And, I mean, I wanted to take on the challenge. That's actually why I want to get better and go back on that end. I mean, it's a challenge.
Yeah.
And, I mean, being a competitor is something I want to take on. That's usually where the best tackle is, so.
But you got there in the Colts game, midway through that Colts game, your second game as a pro, and then have been there, of course, ever since. So it does feel right for you, though, I mean, for at least for the time being. Like you said, prior to you getting the chance in the offseason to work on it, you're in a place that's your comfort zone.
Yeah, I think I feel great over there. I mean, Jamie's holding down the other end just as well. So, I mean, I think it's great for our defensive line.
Yeah, Jamie Mitchell, and he had, in terms of that Titans game, as much as anyone could have been noticed, he certainly got noticed in that game as well. As far as the rookie season and learning what it's like to be an NFL player, tell me about that. I mean, what has been the toughest challenge? What have you faced that has been maybe something that open your eyes and said, hey, I'm in a different place now. This is a different level than I was at Pitt.
I guess the first day going against, I mean, Joe Thomas, you know, he's a good offensive lineman. I was like, wow, if every offensive lineman like this is, we're going to have problems. But, I mean, going against him, it woke me up a little bit. And I mean, it made me step up my game, study more film and just practice harder, practice like it's a game. And,
sure.
I mean, it brought out, I'll say, a lot better in me. I don't know if it's the best, but it made me a lot better. And, I mean, that's kind of been the biggest surprise to me. And it made me study more film. And we have a lot more free time now, whereas in college, you know, you had to go to school or other things you had to do. So, I mean, I got more time to study film now. And he actually got me in that film room a lot.
Joe did.
Yeah.
By going up against him. Mm-hmm. Did he also give you? Was he giving you veteran advice too? Was he talking with you about it?
Yeah. I mean, just use your body language as a defensive lineman. Certain things you could point out in a person's stance. And he was like, "Oh, you're showing this. You're showing that."
And those are great tips.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
And the idea that this is, as you say, involves more study versus, say, what college was, where you had actual academics to deal with. This is the job. This is 100%. You need to be fully into this. This isn't a part-time deal. So you've taken that to heart. I mean, that transition was something you had to get used to, knowing that you have to study and be looking at playbook and looking at tape, double the time you did in college, maybe even more?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, it's a job now. And I mean, you got a lot of free time, but that free time is taken going towards your job. So, yeah, I study film a lot more than I did in college. And I mean, I think it's a lot more film study than actually being physical in the field. In college, you would be in full pads like every day out the week. Right now, I mean, we're barely in pads. You know, I mean, it's more a lot less on your body and a lot more mental. You know, and I mean, looking at the plays and you come so familiar with the plays, you can actually see it in the game where's the ball going and actually call out the play.
What's life been like as a pro versus that campus life that you have known only up to this past year?
I don't want to say you're treated differently, but you're kind of put up there in the highest standard where you have to, you know, always be on your A game. You know, somebody's always watching. So, I mean, you actually got fans out here and people actually, I could be at a Walmart and somebody actually noticed who I am. So, I mean, it still surprises me when somebody, hey, Jabal's like, I actually think I actually know them, but I mean, it'd be fans. And I mean, it's a great feeling, but at the same time, it lets you know that somebody's always watching you. So always, you know, carry yourself in the way.
It's good policy. What are your plans for bye week?
See the family and get back, study some film, and get ready for the Raiders.
Excellent. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right, no problem.
Jabal Sheard, rookie defensive end, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. With over 30 years in Northeast Ohio, it's certain Liberty Ford will make your next vehicle purchase an easy one. A friendly and knowledgeable staff paired with high-quality customer service makes the Liberty experience impossible to beat. Plus, their guaranteed financing, award-winning service department, and body shop just add to it. Visit Liberty Ford today or go to libertyford.com.
Quaker Steak and Lube is now the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Lube wings are now available at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Whether you're watching the game live or stopping into your local Quaker Steak and Lube, be sure you're getting your Best Wings USA fix every game day. Watching the game at home, the Lube has you covered. Call ahead or order online to pick up your Lube wings at the pickup wingo window. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
Northeast Ohio. It's Dean Mike D'Amato from the Nissan and North Olmsted University here, and class is in session. Today's lesson, how to get the best deal on a new Nissan. Are you kidding me? Just come to Nissan and North Olmsted. Our number two pencils are sharpened to a fine point to give you the lowest prices in town. Even my main man, the professor, please, Larry Fu Manchupa, will teach you a thing or two about saving cash. He must be smart. He was always in the principal's office, like up to $10,000 off a new Nissan. $10,000 off, or 0% APR. And you don't need a calculator to do that math, do you? That's like free money. Are you kidding me? So if you're at any other dealer, anywhere, and they ain't making the grade, put up your hand and give an F. And then head to the top of the class at Nissan and North Olmsted, because the deals are so good. 855-55-NISSAN or BigNissan.com. Class dismissed.
Qualified buyers with approved credit. No rebates and incentives. Stock purchases on CD for details.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
McCall from Rochester writes, what's your favorite hobby?
My favorite hobby is saving people money on their favorite hobbies. I quite enjoy connecting people who'd like to save money, insuring their RVs, motorcycles, and ATVs through Geico.
That counts as a hobby? I thought that was your job.
Well, as the saying goes, love what you do and you won't work a day in your life.
Wow. If you're not working, that sure leaves a lot more time for camping and motorcycle riding.
Call Geico today for a free rate quote. Geico, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
Hi, this is Mike Adams. You're listening to the Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, and we are back on Cleveland Browns Daily. As the safety just told you, it's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now, EA Sports. It's in the game. Hey, if you don't get to hear this show on ESPN 850 WKNR, You can listen to the live stream on clevelandbrowns.com, see the archives there, archiving the best interviews that we have, like the one today with Bill Cowher. You can find those on the site if you didn't catch the whole thing or you didn't catch it at all and you want to hear it. And also, you can download great apps for your iPhone, the Cleveland Browns app for your iPhone and your Android devices. Hey, Browns fans, single game tickets are going fast, so purchase yours before it's too late. That includes the upcoming Browns-Seahawks matchup on Sunday, October 23rd at 1 p.m. For more information, call 1-800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today. It's the bye week, and our weekly look at the history of the Browns going to take on a little different feel today with our resident historian, Steve King. Steve, welcome to the show.
Pleasure to be here, Vic.
So, Steve, this is the 30th anniversary of Matt Barr's arrival in Cleveland, which triggers the thought of the great kicking lineage that this team has as we sit here at 76 Lou Groza Boulevard.
Well, it's something that kind of gets lost because when people around the NFL think of the Cleveland Browns and think of the word lineage, they think of the great running backs, Jim Brown, Leroy Kelly, Bobby Mitchell, Marion Motley, all in the Hall of Fame. And, you know, while that's, you know, that lineage will never be topped, but when you think about a complete lineage from the start of the franchise till the day now we're speaking here, it's kickers because, you know, with, you know, very few exceptions, they have had a great kicker in just about every season they've played.
Now, when we talk about Barr, it's just because we brought that up on the 30th anniversary. They got this guy for a ninth round pick in 1983 from the 49ers. That's, well, I can't imagine. I know there have been steals and trades. That's got to be one of the bigger ones.
Yeah, it's, yeah, they might have given him a bag of balls and it might have been worth more than that. But, yeah, I mean, you talk about, and they, you know, great trades, and they needed a kicker. The guy that they had, Dave Jacobs, wasn't working out, and, you know, Barr came in, and you talk, he not only, you know, plugged the dike, but he, you know, was the mainstay for nine seasons.
When you go down the road of history of Browns kickers, of course, you start with Lou Groza, the very first that they had, but really, in a bigger sense, he's been called the father of modern day kicking. So how did that come about?
Well, you know, he, you know, really took it upon as science back in the old All-America Football Conference days. He actually had a tape measure that he laid down that they actually set on the field, and they outlawed that once he got into the NFL, that, you know, he stepped off exactly how much distance he needed. But, you know, by the time he got in the NFL, he had done it so much that it really didn't need it. And, you know, you got to remember, he was an all-pro left tackle. So he, you know, on the offensive side of the ball, never came off the field. But, you know, he was a great athlete, had led his high school basketball team, Martin Ferry, to the state championship his senior year. So he really, you know, he was, not just a kicker or left tackle. I mean, he really was a good athlete. But he had a great mental approach to the game. And Paul Brown really devoted a lot of time to it because, like everything else, Paul Brown was way ahead of the curve and realized, hey, if you have a great kicking game, you've just added that much more to your team. And while these other teams are trying to figure out offense and defense, you know, Paul Brown is 5 miles down the road. He's got kicking now he's working on. He did the other stuff years ago. And you look at a lot of the things that Lou Groza did and the kicking that statistics and, you know, just the way he approached things and the fact that the Browns, along with Groza, had a guy by the name of Forrest Gillum, a great punter. And, you know, what gets lost with Paul Brown is with all the other things that he did, with those two guys, he made special teams really a part of the game for the first time, whereas kicking and punting were just afterthoughts. With Groza, I mean, it really became a weapon. I mean, they were kicking field goals that other teams would either punt or try to go for it on fourth down, and you had a guy like Groza, and he kicked for 21 seasons. Now, he retired temporarily in 1960, and a guy that I know that you know, Sam Baker, came on and spent actually that season and the next season, and he more or less as an insurance policy in 1961 because Groza returned in 61 and kicked all the way up through 67 and retired, and lo and behold, there comes Don Cockroft. Cockroft kicks through 1980, and they go through a half of a season in 1980 with, Dave Jacobs, and, you know, halfway through, just we talked about, Matt Barr arrives. Matt Barr kicks through 1989. You go through a half of a season in 1990, and, you know, Jerry Corrick is a kicker, and all of a sudden, you know, you go through and you get Matt Stover coming in 1991. And the new era of the Browns, I mean, with all the things that, you know, maybe haven't worked out like the Browns have wanted, from 99 till now, the mainstay of this organization, the thing that you can always fall back on, has been kicking, and it's number four, Phil Dawson.
Steve King, our resident historian, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, talking about the history of Browns kickers on the 30th anniversary of Matt Barr's arrival to the Browns. With Groza, the straight-on style, that classic, and he's called the toe, that classic hammering down on the football, really that was in itself something that set a tone or set a precedent in that era of football.
Oh, absolutely, and it's, you know, it's the way everyone was kicking, but Groza with the strength, and I think, you know, with the strength in the legs and his lower body, and the follow-through, and you can see if you go back and look at all the historical pictures, some of which are on the halls of this building, mm-hmm. where you see in practice they're working on it, and in some of those pictures, Otto Graham is the holder. So it's not just something that they, you know, we'll work on it if we have a chance. I mean, they worked on that in practice every day. It was something that they wanted to make a science. You know, you had Frank Gaskey, the Hall of Fame center, right. snapping. And you had the holder. In a lot of cases, it was Otto Graham, and the kicker, Lou Groza. I mean, it didn't get much better than that. Those guys were, you know, at the top of their craft, not just in what they did, you know, on offense, but what they did in special teams. And then it, you know, through the years, it became they had other very good holders, other very good centers. So this is something that, you know, they perfected and they just kept working on it. They never let it slip back.
And, Steve, when you think about Cleveland, we think about the stadium, the old stadium, new stadium, being on Lake Erie, being dealing with those winds, dealing with the inclement weather. You just wouldn't think this to be the hotbed of kicking for that reason alone, that it would be a kicker's nightmare. So in the case of talking about all these kickers who had sustained success, they did so despite the elements.
Oh, absolutely. And you got to remember, you know, Lou Groza had 57%. Kicking accuracy, which in this day and age may not sound like much, but you got to remember, I mean, that was off the charts for back then, because sure. a lot of these stadiums, Cleveland, Yankee Stadium, but when the Giants played before that, the Polo Grounds, all these stadiums yeah. were also housing baseball teams. So you're kicking right. sometimes off the baseball infield. You're kicking off of a field that's been chewed up all year by the baseball team.
Right.
And again, you're kicking in Lake Erie. Now, if we were having this conversation in San Diego, it wouldn't be such a big deal. Right. Or someplace like Indianapolis, no big deal. But I mean, this is out in the elements. And we talk about later each time we do this about the tours I give. Well, we go through the stadium, and there's one part there where we, you know, go outside and walk down and look at the field. And I can't tell you, just during the summer, how many times there have been at one end of that field down there, the tassels on that goalpost have been blowing straight out, and mm-hmm. at the other end, they're not blowing, you know, they're just limp. That wind gets in there and swirls. I mean, it's a kicker's nightmare. The fact that these guys have been so good really is something that I don't think the organization through the years or the kickers through the years have really gotten the due credit for.
Sure. No, I'm so glad we're again walking down this road, and the names of Barr and Matt Stover and Phil Dawson, some of the modern age kickers. And we'll talk about Dawson. I mean, here's another guy who still on this team, really a fixture, really a guy that connects the whatever the most recent past was to the present. And a guy who has dealt with as much, you know, comes from Texas, has dealt with as much of the challenge of kicking in this league as there is, and does it as well as anybody. I mean, he's one of the very best.
Now, you got to remember, when he got here, he looks in the address out front, 76 Lou Groza Boulevard, he thinks, okay, this is going to be a little daunting. And, you know, in that 99 training camp, they were running, it was almost, you know, kicker du jour, because they were running kickers in every day, as they were at every position,
right.
and trying to find somebody. And his first year, now he hit 9 kicks out of 12, a great right. percentage, but you're only trying 12 kicks. So he really, you know, he was still kind of, you know, show me. He was kind of the Missouri State guy. And, you know, over the years, he has done that over and over and over again. And for a team that, you know, in a lot of the seasons has struggled to score points, you know, struggle to score touchdowns,
mm-hmm.
you know, hey, you send him out there, you may not have got your 7, but boy, you got your 3, and you were bound and determined that he was going to do it, and he did it.
And they gave him that, you know, franchise tag with that in mind. A lot of players don't like that, but it's rare that kickers get them. It just shows you the value that he has to the team for a team that has always valued the kicker.
Oh, absolutely. And when you consider, when you use the term franchise tag, I think in this case with this guy, Phil Dawson, I don't think it could be more apropos. He may not like it in the sense of maybe what's it doing to him, but yeah. I'll tell you what, when you say Phil Dawson, the expansion era Browns, he's the franchise guy, however you want to deem it.
Great stuff. He is Steve King, our resident historian. You check his stuff out on clevelandbrowns.com. You see his stuff on our TV platform. And go on one of his tours. It's a treat at Cleveland Browns Stadium. If you want more information on that, you call 440-824-3361 or you email etours@clevelandbrowns.com. Thanks, Steve.
You're quite welcome, Vic.
All right. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop Ohio's largest selection of Ford trucks at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Like Northeast Ohio's best-selling trucks, Ford F-Series and Ranger, Liberty Ford has hundreds of fuel-efficient Rangers in stock now, available with 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 in rebates. That's zero for 60, plus $1,000 on Ford Ranger. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
In the world of big box retail, it's refreshing to find customer service with fair pricing. At Summit Sound and Security, they truly mean custom. Football season is here, and Summit Sound specializes in customizing your new home theater experience. Summit Sound is an authorized dealer of quality brands like LG, Samsung, Panasonic, Mitsubishi, and DirecTV. Stop in today and experience 3D TV in the new home theater showroom. Summit Sound and Security, on Route 91 in Twinsburg, and online at summitsound.net. At Summit, you've reached the peak.
Hey Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
It's a fact Fox 8 viewers agree on.
Fox 8 News is different.
There's more to news than just the news.
They make us feel like we're at home with them or they're at home with us, and it's a great feeling to have that.
They're like friends and neighbors that I have that I bring into my living room when I want to see the news.
And there's more to a forecast than just toys and gadgets.
I don't know, when you hear Dick Otter's name, you smile because he's, you know, he's a legend.
There's a difference. Cleveland's own Fox 8 News.
At Liberty Mutual, we believe in taking the time to understand your needs so you can get the coverage that's right for you. Find a local office at libertymutual.com/agents to speak to an agent today. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Responsibility. What's your policy?
Hey guys, three-time Super Bowl winner Gerard Cherry here for Sunnyside Audi. I've decided it was time to join the Sunnyside Audi team. Just listen to these stats. Sunnyside Audi is Ohio's only exclusive four-time Magna Society dealer. They're Ohio's number one exclusive sales leader, number one certified pre-owned dealer, and number one in overall customer satisfaction. They have the best staff in the business taking care of you and your vehicle. I've got a new Audi from Sunnyside, and I can tell you, driving an Audi is an experience like no other. Sunnyside Audi has all the models like the redesigned A6, new A7, and new A8. If you want the best of the best, Sunnyside is Ohio's only exclusive R8 dealer. Drive what the pros drive. Head to Sunnyside Audi. They're right off of 71 at Pearl, or you can check them out online at sunnysideaudi.com. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside. Sunnyside Audi.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Our Ask Vic questions, our responses, brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. You get those from the official Browns Facebook and official Twitter pages. And got a couple to answer right here. One from Jim from Facebook. How do you start to involve Peyton Hillis more in the West Coast offense? I think the involvement is what it is. Running, catching the ball out of the backfield. I think he's a good fit for Justin at Yah Yah Music Forever. Asks, what do we have to do these next couple of weeks in practice to prepare to beat Oakland? How do you stop McFadden? You stop. You tighten things up at the line and you tackle better. All right, we want to thank Bill Cowher, Jabal Sheard, Steve King.
Kristen Ribelli, Jameer Howerton, Dave DiNatale, Will Bursch. Talk to you again on Cleveland Browns Daily tomorrow on Driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.